They announced the Bloodline Civic War. Roman Reigns solo versus the Usos, baby. This is a big main event match for Money in the Bank. This is Money in the Bank, bro. Like, just put this match in your bank and you got money. Boom. Bars. Man, God. July 1st, bro, like, we got the Bloodline versus Roman Reigns, or we got the Bloodline versus the Usos. We got Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor. We got Dominic Mysterio versus Cody Rhodes. We got the women's ladder match, and we got the men's ladder match. We got Zelina Vega versus Becky, Zoe Stark, Bayley, either Shotzi or Io Sky, or Raquel or Trish Stratus. For the men's, we got Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, LA Knight, Santos Escobar, Butch, and Damian Priest. Rumor has it Logan Paul is gonna be added to this match. I don't know why. I don't care, but it's just like, why just be like, I hate the whole Brock Lesnar thing where it's like, oh, I'm gonna add myself to the match, and it's just like, so everybody else earn their spot, and then you just show up, and then you're just gonna be like, hey, I'm added myself to this match.
Yeah, it's kind of
like, yeah, it's like, face somebody, man. Face the Miz, you know, face somebody.
Beat somebody, man. Okay, I'm going to go. But, I'm going to show up. Like,
and involve, and I'll put, why Logan Paul and not Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
So Bad Bunny deserves it. Logan Paul lost to Seth freaking Rollins. Bad Bunny defeats Damian Priest, but Damian Priest gets the opportunity, not Bad Bunny. And then they're just going to have, Logan Paul come. Because you know how to do a springboard. We're going to add you to the match. You know, nothing against Logan Paul. Like I said, I have him in the match. But how is he going to just show up and I'm going to be added to the match, guys? Thank you. Because I have $10 million followers. So just earn your spot. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So, but out of this matches, which one are you most excited? To be honest, I'm excited for all matches. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
How the pay-per-view has been going? I'm actually enjoying it.
The fact that they say like Roman Reigns is going to take a break for a couple months, is going to come back at SummerSlam, and he's been at every pay-per-view, right?
Mm-hmm. Except for Backlash.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But he was at, Night of Champions, right?
Yes.
He's at Money in the Bank. So it's like he's going to every pay-per-view. Like, oh, he's going to take a break from WrestleMania to SummerSlam. He's been in two out of the three pay-per-views already.
I think it's because they're overseas.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, yeah, we kind of need you there, buddy.
Yeah, in the U.S. you'd be like, no, we're fine. You're from the U.S. They don't need
you. And also there's no Brock Lesnar. So, and we discussed that, saying like, we're probably going to get Brock Lesnar versus Cody at Money in the Bank.
Ooh.
Because there's not going to be no Roman. But yeah. I guess now there's going to be Roman. Brock Lesnar is taking a break. And we're going to get Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam in Detroit. And apparently, do you know the match that Cody Rhodes wants to face Brock Lesnar in?
Hell in a Cell?
Nope.
Submission?
No.
I don't know. Hell in a
Dog collar match.
What the?
He wants to face Brock Lesnar in a dog collar match. And WWE, well, one person. Rumor has it is Triple H says no, but we all know who really said no.
Yeah.
But they said that they'll put it on hold. They said that we're not going to say yes to it right now. But
dog collar match? Why dog collar match?
Because he had the famous dog collar match with Brody Lee. And he kind of wants to, and I think his dad did the dog collar match a long time ago too.
Well, he did that. I think they've been doing that match a lot in AEW though, right? They did it like three times, I think.
Yeah, more. Well, yeah, because I'm pretty sure Dusty Rhodes is the one who started it. I don't know if it was the Texas Bull Rope or something. Maybe he started the dog collar match as well. I don't know, but I feel like if anything, they're gonna prove the bulldog. I mean, I feel like the dog collar match is cool. The bull rope is stupid because it ties your wrists. And it's kind of like in the way. I don't know. I don't think it's ever gonna happen. That would be awesome to see. I feel like, why not? What's the problem? But hey, I wouldn't mind Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar Hell in a Cell. You know, I would not
Ooh,
mind
yeah,
seeing that.
that'd be nice. I'd be like, oh, snap. They will kill each other, right? That'd be like a death match.
Yeah. What was the other thing? Cody Rhodes versus Dominik. Oh my gosh, Dominik is a great heel, man. He has approved so much. So much. Congrats to Dominik Mysterio, man. You still got to work on your ring work, but oh my gosh, one of the top heels. He's doing fantastic.
You know, right? It's like, wow, this kid is definitely growing. Because I think his dad originally, I think they wanted to originally go to the Indies, but then his dad's like, nah, just go to WWE.
Yeah. I personally think, well, he had an opportunity. I mean, he worked for Impact for a bit, but he had like backstage stuff. But I feel like he should have had his tryout. He should have had a couple matches at Impact Wrestling. I feel like it would have been a great place for him to start. And at that time, there was a lot of veterans that would have helped him, especially Eddie Edward. I feel like Eddie Edward would have been like, would have pushed him up there.
He was an impact, like he was there for a while, or he
Yeah,
should
but
have.
he wasn't wrestling. He was just there for backstage stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What for what reason? I don't remember now. I did knew back then. But he had a couple backstage segments. But yeah, that was it. Nothing
Wow.
special. I mean, it was special at the moment because they were like, oh my gosh, Dominik Mysterio, is he with Impact Wrestling? So
Oh, he's actually on there, like you saw him on camera.
yeah. He was
Oh,
on
wow.
actual on television and also backstage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So let's do a little recap of prediction time, even though more matches could be added. But at this moment, who are you going with for the Money in the Bank ladder match briefcase? We got Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, LA Knight, Santos Escobar, Butch, and Damian Priest.
I say LA Knight.
LA Knight. I'm going with LA Knight. My second option is Damian Priest.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I feel like that would be dope. For the women's. Oh, there you go, buddy. For the women's. If Trish Stratus is added to this match, I am gonna say Trish Stratus.
Who are the other options?
Well, right now, official is Zelina, Becky, Zoe Stark, and then we have the either Bailey or Chelsea. Wait, hold on, I'm confused. Is Bailey added to this match? I think Bailey is added to this match. Yeah. Or I don't know. I don't know who's added to this match because of the way how it's set up, it's weird. Let me go on the WWE. Well, right now it's okay. So it's Bayley, it's Shotzi, Io Sky, Raquel, and Trish Stratus. I don't
That's so
know.
unfair.
Yeah, I know Trish Stratus and Raquel are gonna face each other for their spot, but with Bayley, Shotzi, and Io Sky, it's the way how it's set up. It's confusing me.
I'll say Io Sky though for that one. I think Io Sky is in though. So I definitely choose Io Sky. I'm like, ooh.
We gotta check their website. Breaking the fourth wall here.
Io Sky, yeah, Io Sky is. She would kill it.
Okay, so yeah, so it's Becky, Zelina, Zoe, Io, and Bailey. So why did it? Okay, that was confusing. So, Shotzi, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe. Okay, well, you're going with Io Sky anyways. I'm going with Trish Stratus. The other person is Zelina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see Zelina too. But why Trish? Like, you think because they put her name in there, or is it because she actually deserves a title shot? Like she
Well, both.
both.
They need somebody like a Hall of Famer like Trish Stratus to hold a briefcase, like a name, something to brag about, like for the future, saying
Yeah.
like Trish Stratus, because there's nothing that's hold that has Trish Stratus's name and Lita. You know,
Wow.
there's
Yeah.
nothing. You can't even say that with the women's championship, the current
Anymore,
women's.
right?
Yeah,
Yeah, because they're like,
so Trish Stratus needs to win a Royal Rumble. She needs her name on the titles. You know, she needs it, and also the title needs it. I don't think I feel also Zoe, but at the same time, it's like I'm still trying to get to know you.
Yeah.
And so, and then right now, like I said, Trish Stratus needs this more than Zoe. Zoe has a damn, Max, make up your mind. Do you want to come on? Come here. Come on, boy.
He's like, what do
He's
you want?
shy. Come on, boy. What's up, boy? Don't be shy. Oh, shoot. You see him?
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
He hears you. He's like, what? Looking for the camera. Look, who's that? It's Herbert.
like, oh. Oh, he's done.
He's like, bye. He's like, now pay me. I was on camera.
He says
then,
she needs a title, right? She needs
yeah,
the
Trish
title needs
Stratus.
her.
Oh my gosh, Max, make up your mind. What is she? Can you read the sign? It says recording. You're stuck now. You're not leaving. You're embarrassing me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. So, anyways, oh my God, you know how much editing? I'm not gonna edit this episode ever. So don't fart.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, don't get me wrong. It'd be cool for Zoe Stark to win the briefcase, and then Trish Stratus. But right now, Trish Stratus is like, nah. Make Trish Stratus the Triple H, and Zoe be the Batista.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And then that way we get two more years of Trish Stratus. Bro, did you see Trish Stratus lately? God
Yeah.
damn! Why were you like, shoot, hell yeah! She's the reason why I started watching Raw again. I mean, not Mondays, but the next day on Hulu. You know what I'm saying? God damn, Shorty. I'll be like, God, I almost break my neck. I was like walking by my TV. She shows up. I was like, damn, my neck just like, my body kept walking, but my neck just stopped. But, oh, what happened, Papa? You saw Trish Stratus. You're like, done. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you at blast, Max. Where was I on? Oh, but yeah, anyways, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor.
Okay.
Going with Seth freaking Balor. Seth freaking Balor. What the hell just happened? What just happened? My brain just got all messed up right there. I'm going with Seth freaking
Freak.
Rollins.
Me too. That freaking Balor, like what? You combine their names.
Yo! Use that fusion
What?
card and mix them up together. Hey, what are the chances of Damian Priest winning the briefcase and Finn Balor winning the world title?
Oh,
And
that'd be awkward.
yeah.
Like, hey, you. Hey, what's
Do
up,
you
buddy?
think, or Damian Priest catches in on Seth freaking Rollins the same night?
Ooh, that'd be
After
nuts.
Finn ba Seth Rollins beats Finn Balor, that would be damn.
Then Finn Balor would be like, I guess I'm going after you now. Like, oh,
Yeah.
snap.
I just want a great match, man. That's all I want. I
Yeah.
want a great 30-minute match. Finn Balor needs this great match because though the match that he had at WrestleMania with Edge, it was great. But it was cut short because of his head injury. So yeah, so he needs like this redemption.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes versus Dominic. Obviously, the obvious one is Cody Rhodes. But if Finn Balor, I highly doubt Finn Balor is going to win. But if Finn Balor does win and Damian Priest win as well, I feel like it's only fair Dominic wins.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure Cody Rhodes is going to get the W.
Yeah, he will. Against Dominic, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get a great match? Do you think? I feel like it's Cody Rhodes, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great match between both of them.
Yeah, like, Cody Rhodes is going to make him like, it's going to, yeah, it's like, this is your moment, you know?
Yeah.
This is your moment. We got to make you up there. We got to have you get, you know, taken serious. So, yeah. And of all people, like, I'm not saying Dominic's is not taking his job serious, but it's like, bro, this match right here, take it serious.
Yeah.
Do whatever crazy, stupid stunt. Take a get a ladder out, jump off it on Cody Rhodes, do a Canadian Destroyer, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, take this opportunity because not everybody's going to work. Cody and Seth Rollins are the, and AJ Styles, and are going to be the guys that are, what do you want to do? Okay, cool. Not everybody's going to say that. So, so take that opportunity.
Yeah.
And of course the Bloodline, Roman, ooh, Solo versus the Usos, Jay and Jimmy. Oh man. Oh man.
I'm gonna say the Usos.
Oh, bro, it's like, why at Money in the Bank? Why? Why not at Summer? What are we gonna get at SummerSlam with Roman then?
That's
what I want to know.
He's not gonna defend the title until WrestleMania.
But that's the thing. We weren't gonna see. So the plan was, it was gonna be the OC, AJ Styles and the Good Brothers. Are these, they're not called the Good Brothers in WWE, are they?
Yeah, the Good Brothers. Yeah,
they are called the Good Brothers in WWE. Because okay. Well, the Good Brothers were gonna face the Usos, and then AJ Styles was gonna face what's his name?
Solo.
No. Roman Reigns. And we were going to get Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar. It was going to be the first time match, but then obviously we got it at Backlash. So it kind of like, now everything's like all messed up and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I don't know where does Roman go from here. And then the other plan was, it was going to be the Bloodline versus the Usos. But now we're getting that Money in the Bank. So now it's just like, what's going on? What's going to be the main event for SummerSlam now?
Yeah.
You know?
Drew McIntyre.
Isn't Clash? Oh, no. Are they still going to do Clash of the Castle?
Well, I don't know. Because
Money Payback. In the Bank. Payback is
September.
Yeah. It's the pay-per-view after SummerSlam. And last year, it was Clash of the Castle.
Oh, so I guess they're not bringing it back. I think because they say, okay, we gave you guys Money in the Bank. We're not doing Clash at the Castle.
I feel like they should.
Yeah, I was fired. That's why.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Because I'm going to be like the crowd. I'm going to be jealous of the crowd, though, at Money in the Bank. I'm like, oh, it's so good. They're going to be like yelling and stuff.
For sure. All right. Well, I guess this wrapped up this episode. So,
please. Wait, who do you see winning, though? You didn't say.
Oh, I didn't.
No, I said the Usos.
What's the next pay-per-view for Money in the Bank? After Money in the Bank?
SummerSlam. Only if they add something else. Because SummerSlam is August 5th. Money in the Bank is July 1st.
Yeah,
so there's,
we
there's
got,
a month.
Yeah, because the next pay-per-view, well, it's NXT, the Great American Bash.
Yeah.
But, so I guess SummerSlam. So, I got to go with the Bloodline.
Which you're talking about, Reigns and
Solo, yeah.
Solo and Reigns. Okay, I was like, what? They're
both. Yeah, because the Usos, duh.
Yeah,
I want to say the Usos, but it's like, if the Usos win, right? The only thing I could think of is like, let's just say Jay beats Pins Roman, right? Yeah. Then I could see Roman versus Jay at SummerSlam. That's the only way I could see it. But regardless, it's like, what's the main event for SummerSlam? Yeah. Like, where do we go from here? Because if the Bloodline beats the Usos, right? Where do we go from here? Do we get a rematch? You know?
Yeah. Hmm.
And then if the Usos win, depending on who they pin, you know, if they pin Roman, it's like, are they going to, whoever pins Roman, are they going to face him at SummerSlam because they pinned them? And if they pin Solo, is Roman going to turn on Solo saying, we lost because of you, and then we're going to get Solo versus Roman? You know, it's tough. It's like, this is one of these matches where it's just like, I'm happy we're getting that Money in the Bank. But at the same time, it's like, this is a SummerSlam match.
Yeah.
But now it's like, the fact that's happening at Money in the Bank, I'm so excited, bro. Like, I'm so freaking excited. What's the main event for SummerSlam? Where are we going from here? Where are you guys taking us? Like, what's in the box?
Yeah. What's in the box? Like, I don't know. Just go with it. Like, oh, damn. What's in the box?
Shoot me. Anyways. All right, let's wrap this show up. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Hit that subscribe button and hit like this video and all that stuff. Share. Everything's in the link in the bio for merch and all that stuff. If you guys would like to support us, follow us on TikTok, IG, and all that stuff. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And Ever, take us home.
All right, listeners and viewers, this will be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out. Hey.
Bye, guys.